Because after I'm discussing the Gemara of Tesamad Aleph, the Gemara suggests that there should be another case in the Mishnah, and that is constructing a case of Ima, which is Anusas Aviv. The Gemara says the reason that Rebbe did not include that in the Mishnah very, very simply goes to Klub to Lokamayri. If already we're dealing with Pamplokis Tanayim, so therefore that is not the examples that are found the Mishnah and Daf Beis. Why is it a matter of a plukta? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is Asr. There's not only an Isser of Eishas Avi, but there is indeed an Isser of Anusas Avi. And even though we pointed out that it doesn't necessarily mean that it's impossible, there's no Tfisas Kedushin, but nonetheless, it's Asr. There's an Isser of Anusas Avi, and that's reason enough that it not be included in the Mishnah, and therefore, it's true, you can construct a case, Ima, which is Anusas Avi, no Yibum, no Chalitza, but nonetheless, we understand that why that was not part of the Mishnah. So we started to discuss the following. What exactly is that status of a Anusas Aviv? Is it Mutter? Is it Aser? And this is huge in terms of the Sugya Daf Mem Tes, the definition of Mamzerus. We pointed out when you look in the beginning of Perek Chof Gimel, the Torah tells us there's an Isra of Eishes Av, and then the Pasuk adds, V'lo Yigalat Knaf Aviv, and then in Pasuk Gimel, Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. So you have to understand what exactly is this pasuk, lo yigala knap aviv, and then how does it impact on the definition of mamzerus? And here we saw three possible shittas. If you assume that pasuk aleph is referring to eishasav, so therefore we can derive that if one rachman al-islam violates an isra of eishasaviv, in such a case then the blood is considered to be a mamzer. That's an extreme shita, because eishasav is a case of a chiyuv misa. It's a chiyuv skila. The Torah tells us in Parshas Kedoshim, demehem bam. So all you can derive from that is there's mamzeris when it comes to chayvi misos, and incredible, that is the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua maintains that's true. Mamzeris requires a chiyuv misa. Does Rabbi Yeshua maintain that anything short of misa, krakareis, there's tvisas kedushim? There's tvisas? Certainly, certainly not. Certainly not. Wow. So that's a fascinating split. That Rabbi Yeshua maintains itfisas kedushin, but the vlad is not considered to be a mamzer. Well, so therefore, mamzerus is not dependent on tfisas kedushin in any shape or form. And maybe one can point to what we discussed, the sugya daf mem hei, the tosas daf tes zayin. What about when it comes to akum habavas Yisrael? There's no tfisas kedushin. There's no tfisas kedushin. Do we assume the vlad is considered to be a mamzer? We assume that's not true. Akum Ababas Yisrael of Vlad is not considered the Imamzer. So you see, there's a case where there's no Tfisas Kedushin, and yet the Vlad is not considered to be Imamzer. Rabbi Yeshua maintains, oh, what is true when it comes to Bias Akum, for example, Akum Hababas Yisrael, so in such a case, well, then we don't assume that that results in Mamzerus. So the same thing is true when it comes to Chavi Krisus. So Chavi Krisus, that's a stunning jump. What's true of Bias Akum is true of Chavi Krisus. But Enochinami, in fact, we pointed out the difficulty. How can anyone disagree? How can anyone disagree? And there is a sheet in Tanayim, the Gemara attributes that to Rabbi Akiva, that Akum Ababas Yisrael, the Vlad, is considered to be a mamzer? Is considered to be a mamzer? How can that possibly be? The Tosas Naf Zayin, what's the Yisr? What's the Yisr? Akum Ababas Yisrael is a very, very chomor Yisr Drabanan. Akum Ababas Yisrael. You can violate an Issa Drabanan and have Mamzerus. An Issa Drabanan can create Mamzerus. That's the Tosus and Nefte Zayin. So Tosus says one day at Ramasal Kasavar that, you know what, that sheet in the Gemara of Akum, of Abbas Yisrael, about Mamzer is only Din Drabanan. It's an Issa Drabanan and there's Mamzerus Drabanan. And then Tosus says something which is stunning. Not necessarily. It can be an Issa Drabanan and you can have Mamzerus Daraisa. How can that be? In Issa Drabanan, Mamzerus Daraisa, how can that be? You know what the answer is because, good, it's only Issa Drabanan. But Midaraisa, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. No one is going to say that if this Jewish woman marries a guy, there's Tfisas Kedushin. And therefore, that's something which is stunning. E Tfisas Kedushin is the Kovei of Mamzerus. Even if Midaraisa, it's a Biasetu. That's something which is striking. That's one day in Tosus, no? That, wow. It's a possibility of Akum. We don't paskan like that. Because we assume the halacha, you need arayos. Arayos means you need kares, you need misa in order to have mamzerus. But these are the possibilities. Is erva what results in mamzerus? Arayos? Or maybe one could argue, eat Tfisas Kedushin, eat Tfisas Kedushin. You see, clearly, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Koveit is not Tfisas Kedushin. Because Rabbi Yeshua is absolutely Moda, absolutely Moda, that when it comes to a Chil Kares, there is no Tfisas Kedushin. Rabbi Yeshua is Moda, that Nida is an exception, Usihi Nidas Alav, that even though there's Kares, there is Tfisas Kedushin. Because the rule of thumb is that if it's Kares, there's no Tfisas Kedushin, but that does not result in Mamzeris. Mamzeris requires a Chiyuv Nisa. That's based on the Pasuk of Eishes Avi. Wow, so that's a stunning Shita. Now, we Lahalacha disagree, and we assume, no, there's something added to that Pasuk of Knaf Aviv. And that also will result in Mamzeris. What is Knaf Aviv? Oh, so the Gemara has two possibilities. Knaf Aviv could be a case of Shomeres Yavam Shel Aviv. It could be the following. You're not allowed to go in to marry your father's wife, nor are you allowed to marry a woman who your father is positioned to marry. Knaf Aviv. Oh, who's that? That could be in the Hechatim of Yivam. So that pasuk is referring to Shomeres Yavam Shel Aviv. Wow, that is your aunt. Your aunt is a Chiyuv Kares. La Shabbos is Kriya Satorah. Your aunt is a Chiyuv Kares. So not only is it relevant just simply in terms of how to understand the pasuk, but now you have a mamzer b'kal Hashem. So all of a sudden now you see you can have mamzerus, not only when it comes to Chiyuv Miso, also when it comes to a Chiyuv Kares. Now, that allows you to take a step back and say the following. What is Miso and Kares have in common? You know what? Eat Tfisas Kedushin. There's Tfisas Kedushin for Chavi Esei. There's Tfisas Kedushin for Chavi Lavin. There's Tfisas Kedushin v'chad v'lam v'esei, a Kohen Gadol goes in and marries an Almana, there is Tfisas Kedushin, but there's no Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Kares and Nisa. And lo and behold, the Pasuk in Dvarim Chav Gimel Aleph is referring to a Chiyuv Nisa and a Chiyuv Kares, and the Pasuk Gimel Mamzerus. Oh, so all of a sudden, the two examples that the Pasuk mentions, where there's Mamzerus, have something incredibly in common, eat Tfisas Kedushin. Oh, so maybe eat Tfisas Kedushin would be the Koveya of Mamzerus. And therefore, that could be a fascinating litmus test, a fascinating gauge, that in order to have arayos, you need misa or kares, and if something is arayos, there's no misa solution. And therefore, that is the sheet of Shimon HaTimni, that's the sheet that we accept. We accept that. That's something which is stunning. And that's uva pulta lo kamari, because Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, lo yigal knaf aviv is referring to anusa savi. Wow. Anusa Savi is not Kares, Anusa Savi is not Misa, Anusa Savi is an Isra Lav. And that would mean even Chavi Lavin can generate Mamzerus. You have an Isra Lav, the Pasuk says, Leva Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. So an Isra Lav can create Mamzerus, or let me limit it somewhat, an Isra Lav similar to Anusa Savi. It's an Isra Lav, but you know what? It is a kurva, it is a relationship. You know what I'll call that? Chavi Lavin D'Sheer. Oh, and that's exactly what the Gemara explains, you almost have Memtes, that if you have Chavi Lavin D'Sheer, that can result in Mamzerus, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that Yesh Mamzerus Mechavi Lavin. Yesh Mamzerus Mechavi Lavin. Well, so that's the third Shita. Well, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Yeshiva go a step further. Rabbi Simoi, one step further, Chavi Lavim, even Lav D'She'er. An example of that would be Mashu Grushasa. That's Chavi Lavim. You're not allowed to remarry one's wife, you divorce and she remarry. But that's not Chavi Lavim D'She'er. So therefore, Mashu Grushasa, how do you read that into the Pasuk? The most you have, Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv, is Chavi Lavim D'She'er. How do you jump? You're right. The Gemara says that requires a reboot. Oh, Vilo Yigala, that's a ribui. So Rabbi Simai agrees with the structure, but there's a ribui. And Rabbi Sheva goes a step further and says, once you acknowledge there's the ribui, maybe the ribui is marba everything. In other words, whenever you have Isuri Mia, wow, even if it's only an essay, Mitsuri, Edomi, Dorshli Shiava, even an essay can result in Mamzerus. So that's something which is striking. Those are the five Shitas. And part of the machlokas tanaim is the relationship between itvises kedushin and mamzerus. That also is something which is incredibly, incredibly significant. So that's the kiddush where Gemara says you have to realize it's not just a technical machlokas, which on its face is critically important. How you read the pasuk of knaf aviv, but the reverberation. How is it that you define mamzerus? And is mamzerus yes or not dependent on the cases of tvises kedushin? Oh, so Rabbi Yehuda maintains Anusa Sabi is an Israelav, and in such a case, well, that can generate mamzeres. Why is it a Minshin Klut Lo Kamara? The Gemara asks now the following kash. What do you mean? If you look at the Mishnah Dachav, the Mishnah says when it comes to cases of Chavi Lavi, Isser Kedusha, Choletzes. Isn't that a Machlokes? If you have the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva holds that, what do you mean? That Yesh Mamzerus Mechavi Lavin, you would say Choletzes. Apparently not. Oh, so you have a Mishnah Dachav that's taking a stand. That Mishnah Dachav is against the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, when it comes to cases of Chavi Lavim, there would not be any Chalitza whatsoever. Oh, the Gemara answers, Bepirkan Kavrina. I'm just telling you the first Mishnah. When Rebbe in the first Mishnah is giving you examples, why would Rebbe seize an example which is Machlokes Tanaim? So Rebbe, by purposes of illustration, gave you the examples of the Chol Yama, but that does not mean a halacha kavua that a Mishnah cannot reflect Machlokes Tanaim. If I'm just giving you examples of Yivam that can involve arayos, why would I pick examples that are subject to Machlokes when I can give you 15 cases where there's no Machlokes whatsoever? But there should not be a soul that carries you through the whole Masechta of Beplugta Lo Kamari. Oh, Satosus jumps. Wait. How do you know that that's true? After all, we know the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Then you know what? Chavi Lavim, Anusa Savi, like Rabbi Yehuda. And that can even mean that Chavi Lavim can generate Mamzerus. Okay, that's true. But you know what? Is it so obvious? No Chalitza? Is it so obvious? No Yibum? What do you mean? Tosa says, the Gemara assumes that it's a Rabashut. Then you know what? If you hold Ein Kedushin Tosin Bechavi Lavim, there's no Yibin, there's no Chalitza, and Tosin is going to point out the Daf Yud and a Pturit Saros as well. Why is all that obvious? Because Tosin says the Tema, why not assume an Esse Dochalosasin? Wow. So you see, Tosin assumes that the reason there's no Yibum is because you can't apply the principle of Esse Dochalosasin. If you could apply the principle of Esse Dochalosasin, We would allow for Yibum. And where did Tosas get this from? Pashup Shad. The whole sugya since Dav Gimel. No? The Gemara has meeting with Esi Dochalosase. And the Gemara is there any makar whatsoever to assume Esi Dochalosase Sheish Fokaris? And if you would assume Esi Dochalosase Shfokaris, guess what? We would have Yibum in all those cases. Because even though it's a Chiyuv Kares, two brothers marry two sisters, there's a Chiyuv Kares. Why not say Esed Ochalosa say? So if the Gemara was willing to say that, if you hold Esed Ochalosa say Shemakaris, LMI, we don't assume Esed Ochalosa Shemakaris, but in a case where we do assume Esed Ochalosa say, why not assume that Esed Ochalosa say Yibum Chalitza, and everything in these should fit? So why is it so obvious that just because Rabbi Akiva happens to be Dorish Knaf Aviv is Anusas Aviv, and that includes Chavi Lavim, why is it so obvious that no Yibum, no Chalitza, we'll have to see even a towards Saros? Oh, that's Tosus' Kasha. You see clearly, according to Tosus, that the Koveh is Kares. That is the Moneya, that is Ma'ake. You can't have Yibum Mamakam Kares. If there's no Kares, then there should be a mitzvah of Yibum, and that was really Lishitasi, no? Where the Tosus says, well, look, the fact that in the Beis Amin Aleph, you have a case of Eishas Achiv Me'imo, that's a Rai Mochachas, that there's Kares in Eishas Achiv Me'imo. And then the next Tosus, Achos Isha, Tosus is bothered by Nida, because Nida has Kares in such a case, so why is it that that doesn't explode any possibility of Yibum whatsoever? You look in the Ramban, you look in the Ritzva, they write very, very simply. How do you know the Kovei is Kares? You know, Kares is critical because according to Shimon HaTimni, in Kares there's no Tfisas Kedushin. And therefore, if there's no Tfisas Kedushin, how can you envision Yibum? After all, Ulakacha Laleisha, isn't Zika dependent on Tfisas Kedushin? Isn't Zika to an extent a quasi-Ishus? One could discuss, we'll have to learn the sugyas, is Zika a residual Ishus from the Niftar? Is it somehow a form of Ishus between the relationship of the Yavam and the Yavama? But Zika is a form of Ishus. If you're dealing with something when it's a non-starter, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Can you really argue yesh zika b'makom she'ein bo tfisas kedushin? The Ramban writes, absolutely not. So it's not dependent on kari samisa. It's dependent on e-tfisas kedushin. And if Rabbi Akiva is going to argue that there's no tfisas kedushin b'chavi lavin, there's no yibum b'chavi lavin at all. And the Ritva even links it to the pasuk. What is the chiddush of the Ritva? The Ritva even links it to the pasuk of Achosisha. One of the makoros to teach us, as we learn, that there's no yibum or chalitza b'makom arayos is based on Achosisha, because the pasuk says, Litzur legalo servosa b'chayeha, b'chayeha. So the pasuk says, aleha, aleha means, b'makom aleha. B'makom aleha means, yivam yav aleha. Wow, Achosisha. Oh, if it's based on Achosisha, you know what I would say? Kareis. So the Ritva writes a stunning chiddush. No. The pasuk says, Isha lachosa, lo sikach. Litzror, legalo servosa aleha. So when the pasuk introduces Litzror, which is Saros, aleha, which is Yibum, the pasuk says, lo sikach. So that's a chiddush, no? The Ritva is assuming, even if you're working with the pasuk of Achosisha, still one could argue that the koveya is not kareis, but the koveya is e-tfisas kedushin. Maybe one could have argued as follows. How do you know there's no tfisas kedushin or there's no yibum ba'arayos? Maybe one could have argued different possibilities. No? One possibility is aleha. What's the other possibility? The Rambam doesn't quote aleha. The Rambam quotes the kachal alisha. No? Yesh bo lekuchim. Oh, you know, I could have said the following. Look, if you're dealing with aleha, that's kareis. If you're dealing with ukalisha, that's tfisas kedushin. So maybe one could have suggested, we'll see Rishonim, that whether the koveh is going to be kareis, or whether the koveh is going to be tfisas kedushin, depends on the makar. What's the source? How do you know that there's no yibum in these cases? If it's based on achosisha, you know what? You're dealing with kareis. If it's based on a kachlisha, you're dealing with tfisas kedushin. So if I can come up with a case like they love him, well, eat tfisas kedushin, oh, maybe that should depend on the makar. Wow, maybe it. The Ritva is saying no. Even if you're basing on the pasuk of Achosisha, which is a pasuk of aleha, but you know, the Torah says lo sikach. The Torah says lo sikach. The Torah, which is referring to yibum, does not say no possibility of yibum because of kares. The pasuk says no possibility of yibum because of nikuchin. Because of lo sikach. Wow, that's the chiddush of the Ritva. That one could argue that yibum is dependent on tfisas kedushin, even if you're working within the pasuk of achosisha. Wow, so that's something which is stunning. So one possibility is to say as follows. Even if you're dealing with that pasuk of achosisha, we're going to derive from that pasuk no yibum, no chalitza, tzaros. And you know what? That is going to apply even according to Chavi Lavin and Libid Rabbi Akiva. Because after all, that meets the measure, the gauge of losika, ein balakuchim. Wow, that's a very heavy possibility. No, when you look at the chedushi adriz, that b'skarav nochos yibum assumes not necessarily. If the basis of tsaros comes from achosisha, how can you argue it applies to chavi lavin? How can you argue it applies to Chavilah? How do you know that that's true? After all, that if the source of Tzaros is Litzror, and the source is Achosisha, and Achosisha is Kares, how do you know that, oh, there's a Tur Tzaros when there is no Isser Kares? How do you know that that's true? Maybe even if one is going to argue that Yibum is dependent on Tfisas Kedushin, L'Kachlisha, but how do you know that's true when it comes to Saros? Saros seemingly is based on Achosisha Litzror, where you need a few kares. Wow. That's the horror, the biskara. How do you know indeed that that's true? If Litzror, this great chiddush at Saros, comes from Achosisha, so what do you mean? In the Chabalah chiddusha. So isn't that clear that kares? How can one assume any differently that you can have a toward Saros when there is no kares? So what's the answer? Maybe the answer is that's not true. Who says you need kares for tzaros? Maybe the answer is the chiddush of the briskrav. Maybe that is true. What do you mean? It's clear. The Tosas Nafiyud that even Rabbi Akiva, where there is no kares, says a pter tzaros. Wait a second. If you hold that there's no tfisas kedushin chavi lavin, and there's no possibility of yibum when it comes to chavilah, and that's clear. There's no possibility at all of yibum when it comes to chavilavim. What happens to this Yisrveishasach? If there's no possibility of yibum, the Yisrveishasach is paka. Why would the Yisrveishasach be paka? If there's no possibility of yibum, why would that be true? We discussed at very great length. No, yivamos davchav. Maybe one can have a case. You know what? Like a kohen who dies, and he's married for years, so the wife is an amana, the wife is a ba'ula, and there's a kohen gadol. Oh, maybe one could argue as follows. Look, here I'm really not sure. Because the reason a kohen gadol cannot do yibum is he happens to be a kohen gadol, and ein ese dochalos ese vese. So, can something min hachutz prevent the iser of eshesach from being paka? That's a very heavy lumbus, no? You have an external factor. You know what? A kohen dies. There are many brothers. So for all the other brothers, there's yibum. Wonderful. No, for this brother, is the kohen gadol, he cannot do yibum. Is it so obvious that he midaraisa cannot do yibum because inesed el chalosa sebesei that for him there will be an isra of eshesach? Well, what do you mean? Maybe one could argue. We've been discussing eshesach is based on a nefila, right? Beis achiv. One brother can't go ahead and do yibum. I understand. Your Gnara, there's no nefila yibum. For him, this Rav Eshesach has been koma, and for him, Eshesach is paka. Is that really so obvious? Indeed, that would be the case. Maybe yes, maybe yes. Maybe like cases of Eshesach Yishlahi Balamo. Maybe yes. Maybe you can have such a possibility. Okay? But in a case where, inherently, you're dealing with chavilah, where according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. And if there's no Tfisas Kedushin, there's no Zika. But Makom She'en Bo Zika, this Reishasach is Paka. So that's a very great Kiddush. There, the Brisker Rav suggests that the Ptur Tzaras, according to Rabbi Akiva, is not because of Chavi Lavin per se. It's because in a case of Chavi Lavin, you cannot have Nibum, because there's no Tfisas Kedushin. And if that really is true, so the Isra of Eishes Ach remains, and Eishes Ach Poteres Sarasa. Eishes Ach Poteres Sarasa. Well, that's a stunning Kiddush. No? So maybe when Tosus just makes that Ha'ara, that it seems from the Gemara that what is true of Arayos is true according to Rabbi Kiv regarding Chavilavim. Oh, there's no Yibom because there's no Tvisas Kedushin. I understand. There's no Chalitza because of Zemul Yibin and Chalitza. The reason there's a Ptur Saros is because since there's no Yibom, there's Nisra. Eishasah. That's something which is very important. And you know what? Poshav Shat, that's against the Tshuva Sarash. Because when you look in the Tshuva Sarash, Bechelek Vav, Sim Yudetz, Rashba writes the following. Why exactly is this all true? According to Rabbi Akiva. That there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, and there's a Ptur Tzaros. Why is all of that true? The answer is that according to Rabbi Akiva, what do you mean? We derive Chavi Lavim from Achos Isha. What is true of Achos Isha, according to Shimon HaTidni, is true of Chavi Lavim, according to Rabbi Akiva. Chavi Lavim themselves, can generate the Ptur Tzaros. Chavi Lavim themselves will not allow for Yibum Chalitza. Not that, well, you can't do Yibum. Once you can't do Yibum, there's an Eshe Shesach, and Eshe Shesach is responsible for the Ptur Tzaros. No. That Yalfinan, Chavi Lavim, We'll have to see how you can do that. In other words, why is that true? Because Kari Sachosisha is just Arayos. It's an indicator of Arayos. And what is true of Chavi Krisus, according to Shimon HaTimni, is true of Chavi Lavim, according to Rabbi Akiva. It's not just Yisribiya, but rather it's Arayos. Where do you see that this is true? So, months ago, we discussed the sugya in Sota Daf Yuches. The Chiddush of Rambam Nuna. No? You have Rachman Lassan and Eishas Ish Shizinsa. And Eishas Ish Shizinsa is a Surah Al Habal. That's the Parsha of Sota. No? Even if, you know, we're going to have to learn at length, what happens if it's not a Sota Bab, a Sota Safi? That's a straight case. An Eishas Ish Shizinsa. But she is a Surah Al Habal. That's clear. What would you say about the following case? A Shomeres Yavar Shizinsa. Shomeres Yavam Shizins. You know what? She's not a fallacious ish. Her husband died. She's an amana. She's awaiting Yibum. And all of a sudden, she's an asana. So this is a Shomeres Yavam Shizins. Wow. A Shomeres Yavam Shizins. Oh, so Rav Nuna says, the Stani Chiddush, that you know what? She's Asura to the Yavam. Asura liyavama. She is Asura to her Yavam. Just like. And a Shizinsa is Asur Labal, so therefore Shemes Yavam Shizinsa is Asur to the Yavam as well. Well, okay. That's a Kiddush. Because an Ashes Shizinsa is a Chiyum Misa. It's a Chiyum Misa. This woman is awaiting Yavam, and she's Mazan. What exactly is this? The Pasuk says, Lo Sinya Ashes Hamesa Chutzal Iza. You're awaiting Yibum Chalitz, you're an Eishas Hameis. Lo Siya, Eishas Hameis. You know what that's called, Lo Siya? That's allowed. That's allowed. So you know what the Gemara says? This statement of Rabbi Nuna, that Shamer Siyavim Shizinsa is comparable to Sota, what's sure breaking Zika is like breaking Ishus, you know what? That's Rabbi Yekiva. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Ah, Rabbi Akiva. That Ein Kedushin Tosin L'Chavilat. Ein Kedushin Tosin L'Chavilat. Oh, and I'm great. Now, you see, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. There is Mamzerus. That's our analogy. What's true for us, Shemin HaTimni, of Misa and Karis, is true of Chavilavim, so we're good to go. Because Ein Kedushin Tosin L'Chavilat. Ein Kedushin Tosin L'Chavilat. Okay? That Gemara sounds great. Great. Well. Okay. If you hold that there is tfisas kedushin chavilav, you know what that means? A shemer siyavim shizinsa, bad news. But it doesn't rupture the zika. We wouldn't say she's asura. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva Shita, there's an analogy. What's true of an ishasish is true of a woman who is zikuka. Okay. You know what the problem is? There's something a little bit unusual about a woman who's awaiting Yibum, a Shomeres Yavam. Because the Pasuk says, Lo Siya Eisha Samei Sachutz of Iza. Lo Siya Eisha, how do you understand the Pasuk? Lo Siya Eisha Zulishtam. So, the Gemara Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. This is really stunning. This is like, whoa. You know, when the Torah says no, what does that mean? When the Torah says no, you know, there are two options. One is an azhar, it's an isser. When the Torah says, don't eat nevela, you know what? That means it's an isser. Sometimes when the Torah says no, you know what that means? It's impossible. We don't recognize, there's no such halos. You know what I'll call that? A shlila. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos something which is stunning. You can only count Isurim, you cannot count the Shlila. That's one of the Shrashim of the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos. So for example, the Rambam, pretty stunning. Now, if the Pasuk says, Lo Siya Kekorach HaAdasim, what exactly does that Pasuk mean? You know what? Korach disputed the Kuna, the role of Moshe, you know, Aaron HaKohen. And look what happened. It was catastrophic. So imagine, for example, you know what? There's somebody later on who disputes the role of the Kohanim and the whole structure, you know what? And imagine somebody gets up and says the following. Okay, let's see if what happens to him was what happened to Korach. And that's going to be my raya, no? That's going to be my raya. If what happens to him at Korach, that means he's wrong. But if that doesn't happen, the earth doesn't all swallow him up, you know what? That's a Ramu Chafes that he's right. The Pasuk is, yeah, Machalos Asuros, Allah Kelav Tashlich Anosa. Oh, so, you know what? Oh, if the dog eats it, oh, that's a Rai, it's an Avedan Dreifen. The dog eat it, it's Kasha. Like, yeah, like that's, you know, that dog would be a very big Machmer. Everything would be Asin. Now, like, you would eat. And so, like, that's how you're going to test? Really? So, the Rambam writes, that's what the Torah tells you. What happened to Korach is unique. It's never going to repeat itself in history. So don't expect that to happen. So if a guy gets up and he disputes the kahuna, he's wrong and you have to chastise him, but don't take a step back and say, okay, let's see if what happened in Parshas Korach is going to happen to this person. Because the pasuk says, Losiyaka Korach Badaso, what happened to Korach Badaso is never going to happen again. Never going to happen again. Don't expect it. So then you know what the Rambam writes. So how is it that the Bahad counts Losiyaka Korach Badaso and Sefer Mitzvah says allowed? It's allowed. It's a statement of fact. This is not going to happen. No, that's like the Rambam's stunning example. You know, I think there's a Musar Askel, another. And the Rambam writes, he writes the following. You know what? In Arabic, the Rambam writes, there are different terms for a lav and a shlila. They're different terms. In English, I said to my child, you can't leave the house. It doesn't mean you're incapable of leaving the house. It means you're forbidden, no? I say to my child, you can't run a three-minute mile. You can't run a three-minute mile. Well, used to say you can't run a marathon less than 2 hours. No? Okay, I think they do that, no? You can't, it's an isser. It's not an isser, no? It's a statement of fact. So in English, if I say you can't, sometimes it means you're forbidden. Sometimes it means impossible. That's also ambiguous, no? So the Rambam makes like a stunning comment. In Arabic, it's not ambiguous. Because in Arabic, the Rambam writes, they have different terms for something which is impossible and something which is forbidden. And the Rambam writes, but in Lashon HaKodesh, that's not true. If the Torah says lo, it's not clear. So for example, we just learned, lo yikaf, when it comes to chavi lavim, means you're not allowed to marry. But if you do, tfisas kedushin. And lo yikaf, when it comes to chavi krisus, means there's no kedushin. Ain't bo kedushin. That's like stunning, no? You give kesef kedushin to your sister, guess what? You're not married. A kohen gives kesef kedushin to grusha, guess what? They are married. They're both aser. Chavi lav liyikav means it's forbidden. Chavi krisus liyikav means ain't bo likuchim. Like that, that's something which is stunning. So the Rambam like makes that ha'ara, that in Lashon HaKodesh, you can't tell by the word lo whether it means A or whether it means B. Whether A or B, You know what I'll tell you? Achman litzlan, that's not a chisaron. I'll tell you, that's really, that's a mission statement. That's a hashkafa. You know what? Because here I'm invoking the Ben Ezra, no? I think that's pshat, no? So we're coming just to hear this, no? Like that, no? If the Torah says something is forbidden, you know what your mindset should be? It's out of the realm of possibility. That's the Ben Ezra's mashal of, an Eved, for Losachmo, does not desire to marry the princess. No? It's like beyond his reach. No, the Ben Ezra, you don't covet a bird, because you're getting up and flying is not even something that's part of your radar, no? And the Ben Ezra writes, realize what that means. If the Torah says no, you have to view it as though it's beyond your reach. I would suggest that's pshat, no? That's why the Torah uses the same term for an Isra as opposed to a Shlila, because Isurei Torah should be beyond your reach. That's what Ben Ezra writes about Los Achmod. Can the Torah really control what a person desires? The answer is absolutely yes. Because if you really thought I'm desirous of something that is beyond my reach, you would not be desirous of it. And that's important Mr. Askel. No, that's like, Beis Halevi writes, and this is Los Achmod. He writes a beautiful mashal. Imagine a person is desirous of something, and he's really pursuing it. It means he has to cross the river. Very hard to cross it. It's the middle of the winter, so It's all frozen. Okay, good. So he's able to walk on ice. And he's so focused on what he desires. Another side of the riverbank. There's this deal. There's this. This is what I. Well, all of a sudden, life starts to give way. You're on the plane and all of a sudden, significant turbulence. Now, what are you thinking about at that moment? The Beis Halevi writes, the only thing that you're thinking about when life is cracked, you're still thinking about that deal on the other side of the riverbank. The only thing you're thinking about is the here and now. Am I going to survive at the fact that life is cracking? The Beis Halevi says, what that shows you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wired us that the Midah of Yira, the Midah of Yira, a person is scared out of his wits. The Midah of Yira is going to overpower any Midah of Chimud. Midah of Chimud. If a person is so, like, you know, so afraid, you know, you're still going to be desirous of whatever that thing is. Yeah, but come on, you block that out of your mind, no? Right now, you're only concerned with, you know, kind of with the Midah of Yira. That's the base of Avir rights. That the Midah, Kadosh Baruch Hu wired us. If a person is preoccupied with fear, that is going to be his obsession. He's not going to think about anything else. No? Wow. And that, he says, is true of Yiras Hashem. No? If a person really had Yira, every Azara will be a Shlila. Every Azara will be a Shlila. No, like, you're not going to, you know. So that's something which is pretty powerful. What does it have to do with us? No. So when it comes to a Yavam Lashuk, the Pasuk says, Lo Siyah. What does that mean? This woman who's the Yavam Lashuk, Lo Siyah. One possibility is, it's an Isser. You turn to the woman and say, you're not allowed to marry somebody else. And she ignores me and she marries someone else. Oh, that's a question. Chabi Lav, is it Tisa Skidushin? So you know what? According to Chum, yes. According to Rabbi Kiva, no. Maybe there's another possibility. When the Pasuk says, Lo Siya, you know what it means? Lo Siya. Ein Bo Likuchin. You have an Eish Ish who accepts Kesef Tkush from somebody else. Guess what? That's meaningless. That's strange, but meaningless. There's a fascinating Sefer HaChinuch that maybe indicates there's an Issa. You know what we would have said? It's just ridiculous. It's meaningless. She accepts Kesef Kedushin from somebody else. She's married. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. Eish Ish. Maybe that's what the Pasuk means. Zika is a form of Yishus. Losia means that Ein Bo Havaya. Ein Bo Likuchin. Ein Bo Likuchin. Well, so that's pretty heavy. In other words, Losia Yishus Mishal Chutz Liyazara. Is that an Isser or is that a Shlima? Is that an Isser or is that a Shlima? Not so clear. So guess what? If I'm from Testament days, Rav says it's a Shlima. Rav says that there is no Tfisas Kedushin. If the Yavam Lashuk will accept Kesef Kedushin to somebody else, it's like giving Kesef Kedushin to your sister, to your mother, to an Eish Ish. It's zero. Rav says that's the meaning of Losia. And Shmuel is not sure. Shmuel Mesafkali. That's pretty incredible. Shmuel Mesafkali. Shmuel's not sure. Wow. All of a sudden, you know, I'm not sure how to read that pasuk. When the pasuk says, Yavam Lashuk, Lo Siya, does that mean it's an Isser, but the Kedusha will be Chal, like the Kohen and the Grusha? Or does it mean that no, Ein Bo Havaya. You know what that means? You need to get Misafik. And guess what? That's the Pesach of the Rambam. That's the Pesach of the Rambam, Hilchos Yishus, Zayin Tezav. If Yavam Lashuk will accept Kedusha from someone else in such a case, you know what? It's Kedusha Yisafik. Because if it's Chavi Lavim, there's Tfisas Kedushin. If it's a Shlila, then there is no. Wow, so that's something which is stunning. Okay. So how does this... Oh, wait. So Rav Hamnuna says, a Shomeres Yavim Shizinsa is forbidden to the Yavim. Why is that true? Because Rav Yekiva, Ein Kedushin Tos. Wait a second. We just pointed out, even without Rabbi Akiva, we could hold Ein Kedushin Tosin. I can tell you Ein Kedushin Tosin because of Rav, because Losia is a Shlila. I can tell you Ein Kedushin Tosin because Shmuel, I'm not sure. Ein Kedushin Tosin is something. So why is it that Shomeres Yom Shizinsa is Asur Liyavam only according to Rabbi Akiva? If the Gemara says it's because Ein Kedushin Tosin, I could agree in this case Ein Kedushin Tosin. Because it's a Shlila. No? You want me to phrase it differently? I'll phrase it this way. The Rambam, Hilchos Yishus, Zayin Tezvav, passes like Shmuel. I'm not sure if there's Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Yom Lashuk. And therefore, you know what? You're going to need to get me Safek. And the Rambam, Hilchos Yibum, Perek Beis, Alcha Paskins, if you have a Shomeres Yavim Shizinsa, Lo Nesra. Lo Nesra. Why Lo Nesra? Say, Nesra Misafek. Because the suffix would be tefillah substitution. No? You know what you see from this? This is pretty heavy. You know what you see from this? It may very well be that Rav Yekiva holds that there's no tefillah substitution for Yom Lishuk. And Rav agrees there's no tefillah substitution for Yom Lishuk. But these shitas are so different. These shitas are so different. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's no tfisas kedushin b'chavilavim because chavilavim is arayos. And there's no tfisas kedushin b'arayos. According to Rav, there's no tfisas kedushin. I'm not going to use the word because, no? According to Rabbi Akiva, there's no tfisas kedushin because this is arayos. What about according to Rav or Shmuel? I would use the word despite. Despite the fact that this is not Gilarayos, there's no Tfisas Kedushin, because the Pasuk says Losiya. Just like in Nida. Nida is an Erva, but the Pasuk says Usihine Das Allah. Despite the fact that it's a Nida, there is Tfisas Kedushin. Yvan Lashuk is a stunning one opposite direction. Despite the fact that it's not Arayos, there's no Tfisas Kedushin. So even though Rav and Rabbi Akiva are the best of friends, that there is no Tfisas Kedushin, Yvan Lashuk, but for very different reasons. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's because it's Bechlau Ha'arayos. According to Rav, it's because Losi is a Shlila. Oh, in order to assume, this is comparable to an Eishes Eishes Insa, you need Arayos. That's exactly the Gemara. Rav Amnuna that says, a Shomeres Yavam Shezinsa reached Arayos, and therefore she's usher to the Yavam. That would only be true according to Rabbi Akiva, that Chavelavim is Bechlal Ha'arayos. Even if you hold there's no Tfisas Kedushin, but if the E Tfisas Kedushin is because it's a Shlila, that really is not true. Wow. So listen to the Gemara, you'll jump. No? The Gemara says the following. Incredible. Rabbi Nuna says, Shemer Yisrael Shiz Asur Yavam. Okay, good. You know what the Gemara says? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva da Amar Ein Kedushin Tosin Bechavei Lavim. The Gemara has four words. Umash V'Lei Ke'erva. Yeah, that's stunning. Now, Umash V'Lei Ke'erva. You could also hold Ein Kedushin Tosin. But if it's not because Mash V'Lei Ke'erva, the halacha would not apply. That is only a leader, Rabbi Akiva. That's only a Rabbi Akiva. Wow, so that's something which is stunning then. Now, Rabbi Akiva's sheet is Chavei Lavim is called Gilearayos. And therefore, one could argue clearly, if that really is true, that whatever is true according to Shimon HaTimni of cases of Arayos is true according to Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, that's how the Gemara knows is a Devar Pashut, that if an Arayos, there's no Yibum, Chalitza, and Saros, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no Yibum, Chalitza, and Saros, because Mash v'lei ke'erva. Wow. Okay, ooh. So that's one possibility. How do you know that according to Rabbi Akiva, or Cholzin, or Yam Tzaros, the answer is an analogy. What is true of Chavi Krisus, according to Shimon HaTimni, is true of Chavi Lam, according to Rabbi Akiva. Wow. Take a look at the Tosas Arash and Ardaf. The Tosas Arash writes, a whole pilpul. Whoa. Tosfos Rosh writes the following. Wait a second. You know what? How do you know that there's no Yibum when it comes to Arayos? We have two possibilities. One possibility is Aleha, which is based on Achos Isha. But we had another possibility, you know? That's what the Rambam said. Because when it comes to Yibum, the Pasuk says, Ulokach al Isha. That means the Kovei is Tfisas Kedushin. If it's based on Aleha, the Kovei is Arayos. If it's Lekach Leisha, it's Tfisas Kedushin. That's my focus, no? Rebbe's whole drasha was Lekach Leisha is the Pasuk of Arayos. Not based on Aleha. So you know what the Tosfos Arash writes? Yesh Metartzin, the Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rebbe. You have to align those shitas. Rabbi Akiva and Rebbe. In other words, if you're going to base everything on the Parsha of Achos Isha, you're right. That's not so simple then. How do you know to extend it to Chavei Lavim? Because at the end of the day, how do you know to make that huge jump? All right, maybe one can argue, because, all right, okay, but admittedly, it's a jump. No, it's also Rosh Hashanah. It's not a jump at all. Who says Rabbi Akiva is working with Aleha? If Rabbi Akiva is working with the drush of Rebbe, Ulakokolo Isha, that means Tfisas Kedushin. And if Rabbi Akiva holds there's no Tfisas Kedushin B'Kavim Adin, that means there's no Yibum. There's no Yibum. It's not similar to Achos Isha. Who says it has to be similar to Achos Isha? Isn't that the source? No. That's not the source. So incredible. The Tosfos HaRosh writes, there's a linkage. If you're going to extend the Chavi Lavim, you're going to have to assume like Rabbi Shita, Lekach Al Isha. If you're going to argue it's limited to Chavi Krisos, then your concern, Nukar, is Achos Isha, Achos Isha. Wow. So you're ready for this. The Tosfos HaRosh writes, I don't like that linkage. You have to align the sheet of Rabbi Akiva and the sheet of Rebbe. You have to align the sheet of Rabbi Akiva and the sheet of Rebbe. I don't like that alignment. What's wrong with that alignment? The Tosfos HaRosh writes something stunning. Like it's like, just read the Gemara and Daf Tes. Read the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Samach Tes. When it comes to a Chiyuv Chatos, when are you chayv a Chiyuv Chatos? When are you chayv b'chiyuv chatos? Very simply, kol davar shezdono karesh shigagasa chatos. No? That's the kovein. You know, you eat neveil, vayin, alav, there's no chiyuv chatos. Chaylev, karesh, there's a chiyuv chatos. You need zdono karesh. I'll ask you a very, very simple question. How do you know? That you're chayv a karban chatos only b'makom sheishbo karesh? How do you know that that's true? So guess what? That's my focus tonight. Not just the machlokas Tanami. That's machlokas our Gemara. No, Rabbi Akiva and Rebbe. Whoa. Rabbi Akiva says the following. But you know what? The pasuk says Mabir Tesvav Torah Aches Yilachem. But what is the context? Vanefesh Asher Taseh Biyad Rama. Avodah Zara. What is true of Avodah Zara is broadened out. Huk shukulam na avodah zara. So just like in avodah zara, you're dealing with Issur Kares. You're not dealing stam lavim, Issur Kares. So therefore, that's true when it comes to the parsha sachatas. Okay. So how do you know zdono karshi gugos sachatas? You know what the answer is? Because yalfinam avodah zara. Okay. That's Rabbi Akiva. Our Gemara. Rebbe says something else. No. Our daf. Rebbe says something else. When it comes to the Chiyuv Chatos, the Ikra Daled, the pasuk says the following: "V'noda chatas eshechatu, aleha, zachos isha, aleha zachos isha." Just like achos isha is dono kares, shigos chatos, the same is true when it comes to Vayikra Daled, because the pasuk uses the word aleha. So how do I know you're only chayiv a karban chatas? But makom kareis, the answer is, that is the purpose of the word aleh when it comes to parsha of achos isha. Wow, that's the drasha of Rebbe. Wow, that's something which is stunning. Okay. Let me answer the following question. Why didn't Rabbi Akiva agree with this drasha of Rebbe? Rabbi Akiva says, no, you have to come out to Adrasha. Torah Akas, Yad Rama. Okay. What's wrong with Rebbe's Drasha? When it comes to Chatos, Chotu Aleha. When it comes to Achos Isha, Aleh Bechayeha. No? So that means a Chiyuv Kares. Why is it Rabbi Akiva somehow disagreed? No? No. Aleha. We need Aleha. We're already Doresh Aleha. We're Doresh Aleha to tell us that there's no Yibam Amakam Erva. Achos Isha. What we've been dealing with now. Whoa. So you know what the Tosfos HaRosh writes? You see that Rabbi Akiva derives the Isser of Yibam Ba'arayos from the Drasha of Aleha. And that is what forces Rabbi Akiva to come up with another drasha to tell us, don't know kar, shigot v'chatos. So you know what? The Tosfos Rosh writes, you cannot suggest the Yesh Matartzim. Whoa. The Yesh Matartzim suggested an incredible alignment, no? That if you hold that there's no Yibam and no Chalitza when it comes to Chavilavim, that cannot be based on Aleha. That must be based on the drasha of Lekakulisha, which means the drasha of Aleha is open. That's not what Aleha is telling us. That's no. But Rabbi Akiva maintains Aleha is the source. How do you know? Because when it comes to Karben Chatos, Rabbi Akiva is forced into another Makar. Rabbi Akiva cannot use the drasha of Aleha because he uses the drasha of Aleha to tell us there's no Yibam Ba'arayos. Oh, so Tosfos Rosh writes, you see, against the Yesh Mefarshim, that's pretty stunning. Know that you cannot align the Shitas Rabbi Akiva and Rebbe, because that Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rebbe, regarding the source of Korban Chatos, that is going to be relevant to whether Allah is a candidate for Yibam Ba'arayos. That's the Chiddush that Tosfos Rosh writes, rejecting. Wow. That's a fascinating Chiddush. Then the Tosfos HaRosh continues. The Tosfos HaRosh quotes Rabbeinu Meir. How do you know what is true of Kares, meaning no Yibum, no Chalitza, no Tzaros, is true when it comes to Chevel Avim? So we suggested that the Lamdus creates the link. No? Because the Lamdus is, what is the Hagdara of Arayos? If you're Magdar Arayos and Kares, fine. But if you're Magdar Arayos and Chavilavim, that would mean, O Mashvilei Ke'erva, what is true of Kares, according to Shimon HaTimni, is true of Chavilavim, according to Rabbi Akiva. So the Lamdus creates that overlap. The Tosfos quotes Rabbi Meir, says the following, maybe Poshup Shad. Where do you get this idea that there's no Tvisas Kedushin, B'chavei Lavim, and the blood is a mamzer? Where did all this come from? That's the meaning of the pasuk of Knaf Aviv. Okay. So you ready? Maybe Poshup Shah. That pasuk, Chav Gimel Aleph, Lo Yikach Tvisas Eishas Aviv. Oh, that's a Chiyum Yisam. Good. Look at Knaf Aviv is Lavim. But guess what? That's the same pasuk. Chav Gimel Aleph. The same pasuk. What's that called when the same pasuk compares A and B? Yeah, maybe that's Pashur Shad. You know what that's called? That's called a Hekesh. Smuchim is when you want to compare things that are in different sukkim. That's not so simple. Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim. When you have the same pasuk that compares two themes. So you know what? The pasuk begins with the Chiyuv Karis Misa. The pasuk goes ahead and continues with the Chiyuv Lav. You know what that means? Hukshu. Hukshu anusas aviv leishas aviv. How do you know to make that jump? So maybe one is a lamdus, because the Hagdari is Arayos. Not based on lamdus. So simply, if the same pasuk is equating two different themes, that's a hekesh. So Rabbeinu Meir writes, pretty fascinating, that the reason we know that there's no Tisas Kedushin, and there's no Yibam, and there's no Chalitza, and there's a Ptur Tzaros, is because Hukshu, Anusa Savi, which is a Lav, to this Rav, Isha Savi. And that's a hekesh. You don't have to answer that, no, really there's no Yibum, because there's no Kedushin, there's no Zika, and now there's Nisr of Eshasav, so Eshasav journeys up towards Zeros. No. If the Torah says that Hukshu Anusas Aviv, the Eshas Aviv, such a case, Enochinami, that's sufficient. And therefore that's the source of Rabbi Akiva. Wow. So maybe one could argue that it's true thematically in terms of the Lamda Shiva, it's the same Hagdara of, or maybe one could argue that we derive Rabbi Akiva Shita based on Rebbe Shita, the Yesh Matartzim, that the Koveh is not Arayos, but the Koveh is Lekach Leisha. Or Rabbeinu Meir, that's pretty heavy. Rabbeinu Meir writes that, you know what, that Hekesh. This is exactly the Hekesh. Wow. Let me just mention one last point. That's the Avnei Miluim, Semin Yuches, and Sivkat Nal. Avnei writes a pretty stunning finish. He writes the following. We had all these definitions of Namzeus. And all of a sudden, in Testament Aleph, the very bottom of the Amud, Abai says the following. Everyone agrees. Bala Hanida, Bala Hasota, She'en Havad Namzeus. Look, you have five shittas. But everybody agrees in the case of Nida, even though it's Kares, right? The Vlad is not a Namzeus. Vlad is not a Namzeus. Realize, you know? Vlad of Klai Yisro is not Makba. And Tarasim Yishrafa. Real, there are five shittas in Namzeus. So Abaye says something stunning. There's no shita. But a violation of this or Nida results in Namzeus. Even if you hold, you know, the most extreme, Chavi Esay, but there's no shita that's true when it comes to Nida, even though there's Kares. Hanid that's true. We see it does Allah. Okay? Hakom od balanida va'al hasot. What do you mean? Hasot is a sur laval. And there's an iser. So it's an iser lav. So why would we say everybody agrees in Ebla Bamsa? That should be our issue of Chavi lav and Chavi nida. Oh, so the Gemara says the problem. Look, when it comes to nida, there's Tfisas Kedushin. We see it does Allah. And if there's Tfisas Kedushin, how can you say there's Namzeres? Great. What would you say about Sota? What about Sota? The Gemara says something unusual. Sota nami. Hatafsi ben Kedushin. There's also Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Sota. What does it mean there's Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Nida? You know, it means a person marries a Nida. There's Tfisas Kedushin. Okay, I got that. What does it mean? Sota nami tafsi ben Kedushin. And so too, there's Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to a Sota. What are we talking about? A husband and wife, Rahman al-Islam, is Nashis al-Jinsa. There's Tfisas Kedushin. What do you mean there's Tfisas Kedushin? There's Tfisas Kedushin Nida means a person goes in and marries a woman who's in Nida. There's Tfisas Kedushin. Okay, I got that. Now, what do you mean to say there's Tfisas when it comes to a Sota? What does that mean? You know what it means? Rashi writes, you know what it means? You have a couple that's married, and a woman is Mizana. Lo paka mina kedushin harishon. The ishus doesn't explode. Wow. That sounds like a very great Hiddush. That would mean as follows. If something is arayos, it means you can't create kedushin. But if something is arayos, it would mean even if there was a pre-existing kedushin, guess what? Right? The kedushin is just going to dissolve. And that's not true. Yeah, a woman is an ashes zinsa. The Torah says the Baal is obligated lagarsha. You see that the kedushin remains intact. If it remains intact, that's called tfisas kedushin. And therefore, ein havan mamza. That would mean if they would have a subsequent bia, even if you hold that's nisr lav, but that's nisr lav with tfisas kedushin. What do you mean tfisas kedushin? Rashi is because lo pakum in a kedushin harishonim, because the kedushin didn't explode. That's really, you know what the yisod of Rashi is? That sounds incredible. You know what? Tfisas kedushin means not just simply you can't have a maisa kedushin, you can't create kedushin. It means you can't have a chalos kedushin. Wow. Oh, so the fact that the Torah says you can have a chalos kedushin for isha sota, that means everyone agrees that ain't a blood mamzer. Because if I were to apply the factor of ain't kedushin tosin means that you can't even have a chalos of ishas. You can't have a chalos of ishas. That sounds stunning, no? So I want you to take a look at that, no? Ain't kedushin tosin, you can't create ishas. But even if there was a prior ishas, you can't maintain ishus. You can't maintain ishus. So you ready for this skiddush? But take a look at the Miluim, take a look at Rabbi Chanan discusses this, the Kobot Tzaras, Yid Aleph Tes. Let's assume, for example, you would say, Esedo Chalosas. Tosas is Kashi. Good, I understand. According to Rabbi Kiva, Chayavam is really serious, no? Mamzerus in Tfisas Kedusha. Yes, the Rabbanan says it. Yivamayamalem. And now what? You know what Avni Bloom writes? This is pretty incredible. But La'achar Biha Rishona, guess what? The Yishus is going to be paka. It's going to explode. You're not going to have Nasis Tisha Vachadavah. Yibam requires that the Yishus created by Yibam has to be maintained. If you hold that Chavilav Nizarayos, it's not just a matter of how can you create it. Oh, I'll create it because Vesid HaFalosa said it can't even be maintained. Because Rashi says if you're dealing with Arayos, there's no Chalos issues, meaning it's Paka. The fact that you're still married when a wife is not faithful, oh, that's an indicator that Ein Avlad Mamzer. That means so does not an Isser Erva. Because if it was Isser Erva, the issues would dissolve. So if Rabbi Akiva maintains that Arayos applies to Chavilavim, that would mean not only you cannot create that relationship, but you can't maintain that relationship. So even if I have an incredible way of creating a relationship, because of Esi Nefalos, I say, let the mitzvah be Dochad Isser. Yeah, but you know what? That's not going to result in Yishus, because Lachar Bi Rishona, that Yishus is going to be Paka. And therefore, that is not the mitzvah of Yibum. Yibum would be impossible. Yibum means an everlasting Yishus. If you hold that Chavilav is Chal Harayos, even if there's a way you can get past step one, because that's the Chalos say, but you know what? The Yishus is going to combust. And therefore, that will not be the Kiyum of Yibum. Well, that's the Kiddush that Avnei Luim suggests. Okay, so we'll have to pick up. First, we'll pick up on Wednesday. We'll do the long Tosas Yud Amud Aleph. Okay, so if you can, Chavrusa, get through the Rashi Testament. No, can't take out your pen and paper. No, chart all the cases. No, Rashi magnificently goes through all the 15 cases in the Mishnah to show you how can you have Muteris Lazar Sur Lazet. And so go through it carefully, and get the position all right.